Giving God the glory, the honor, and the praise for another blessed day, another blessed week ahead, and thank God for another month. Now, today I was reading in Matthew 14 where Jesus told Peter to walk upon the water. And Jesus commanded Peter to come to him, and Peter told God, if you say you are who you are, tell me to come to you, Lord. So God did that, and Peter went out and got out the boat and went to go to God. But the winds start to get higher, just as it does when we have going through something. Things seem to get out of hand, and we think we can control it. But in our mindset, God is the only one that can control it. Just as Peter found out, we have to call upon the Lord. Just as Peter said, "Lord, save me." We have to do the same thing. We have to move out our own way and let God save us, as He would do. Sometimes we tend to think we have everything together until it does get rocky, until the wind starts blowing, until it's not a solution that we can come up with. And then we want to call upon God. But God is still there. He's waiting. He always has, and He always will be there. We just keep our faith, our trust, belief in Him. And as I say, keep our eyes upon God. Never have doubt. As He told Peter, you have little faith. We cannot have little faith when we trust and believe in God. We have to do away with all those kind of things. And so today I want to encourage someone to keep the faith, keep your eyes upon God. He's there. He loves you. He won't give up on you. He won't allow you to sink if you do call upon Him. Keep trusting in Him. So on today I say, trust the Lord. Keep looking ahead. Don't give up and don't have doubt. And it's in God's name I ask all these thoughts and prayers. And I pray you guys have a great rest of the day and a great rest of the week ahead.